Hi, everybody. Tonight is Friday night, and the date here is April 22nd, 2011. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Program on BBS Radio, and it's every Friday night at 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. After this call, we'll have, or show, we'll have the conference call, if you wish to come on it, for question and answers for 1 hour. So be happy to answer some of your questions about creation lightship healings, maybe about ascension, whatever you wish to bring forth. And we'll leave the fast chat on, so you can come on there if you like. And experience these wonderful healings, and maybe you may have some questions about them. So let's bring in some peace energy for everybody. Since today is Friday, end of the week, you might need to have that. So if you want, go down on your scroll bar a little bit over an inch, and you're going to see a big picture of the light beam. So I'd like you to just scroll on that. We'll energize the light beam. And you can do a do an F11 if you like on your keyboard. That will make the light beam almost full screen on your monitor screen. So just do an F11. And then to shrink it down again, you can hit F11 again. And you're going to have the information on the top of your monitor there, whatever your browser is and different things. But F11 will make the screen become all one with the light beam. And then naturally you want to have the BBS fast chat up to the left. So here we go. Let's energize the light beam with some peace energy. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everyone, let's feel that peace energy. And again, we'll bring in some energy here to get rid of some of the emotional trauma for the last week. So think of something that upset you. Could have happened 10 minutes ago, or it could have happened first part of the week. I'll count to five to help release that from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now what we're going to do is drop you into your heart center. And I count from 10 down to 1 backwards. This is the mind-to-heart drop. And if there's somebody else maybe in your room, in your household, that would like to have that done too, but they don't know about us, maybe they're outside cutting the yard or something, or just in your household, we'll do that for them also. So just think of their name. Here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, it should be in your heart. So again, try the F11, and if you have trouble, like the fast chat goes off or something, and you can't find it, then just hit that F11 again, and it'll pull up that information on the bottom and on the top of your monitor screen. So we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Carrie, are you out there in telephone land someplace?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm out here, and welcome everybody to Friday night on BBS with the Creation Lightship. As Ron was mentioning, I just typed in the number. There's the conference call after tonight's show. And if you'd like to come on to that, if anybody's new and you're not familiar with it, I know we have had some new names on the fast chat recently. It's a free conference call to all of us. And Ron makes an hour and a half available for people to ask him questions. So if you have any questions and you're new to for this show. It's a great opportunity to be able to have a little chat with Ron and then also hear the questions that everybody else brings up. We are having callers tonight if you'd like to call in. And Annika, thanks for typing in the numbers. There are a few of them. Probably we're on line one. I'm not sure, but you could try the 530-413-4515. That's line two. And then line three, area code 415-287-0074.
So, let's see. You're going to have callers tonight. If you want to call in just to kind of get a brief question if you like. Remember, it's difficult for me to hear probably more than about 20 words because I'm in the moment and it kind of takes me out of the space of being in the moment, and it's hard to go back once I'm in time to go into the moment because I lose what was asked. So anyway, 20 words is normally pretty good, just talking headlines, and that works out really wonderful for me. So let's... we could wait for a caller to come on, but that might be, you know, a little while. Hopefully somebody will call in. If anybody has seen any of the clouds changing in their town where they're living, if they've seen strange clouds or clouds that looked a little unusual, maybe you've seen clouds that are white on the top and black on the bottom or really dark, that could be a possibility too. You've seen clouds that are like frozen in time, not moving, but you have a windy day. That's good, too. So just I want to call in. You could even bring forth information, if you like, on the last eight-hour Sunday call that we had, which we're having the next one coming up this Sunday. This is for the body rejuvenation, getting rid of the alien parasitic life forms, the creepy crawlers out of us. So what I'll do right now is get rid of one of those here, and we'll again pick on the energy, which is from the movie Avatar. So if you've seen the movie Avatar, you noticed the jellyfish energies, the tentacles attaching to all life forms there, mind controlling them. So let's do the jellyfish energy. I'm sure that the people who wrote the movie didn't know anything about that, but that's what's there. Different way of looking at it. So let's get the jellyfish energy that's attached to your crown chakra and or your whole body with the tentacles. Here we go. Releasing those. Count to 10. Much as we can get released. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And more of these tentacles being released. And these are also orb energies that are being released also with us. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And more of these tentacles. You might feel your body changing. 1. Remember, they poison you too. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So let's get rid of the poisoning that these jellyfish has injected into your body. So stronger. Here goes the poison. Getting released. Bringing the energy in to release that. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's get the waste products released. This is what we do on the Sunday call. So if you're feeling the change in your body, that means that your body likes this and needs it. So here we go. One, getting rid of the waste products. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And more waste products. One, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Next are the carcasses here. These are the ones of the jellyfish that died inside of you. And maybe their family and friends that also died. Remember, they have alien wars that could be inside of your body. So naturally, you're like a walking alien burial ground. So let's get rid of these dead carcasses. Stronger, stronger as they get released. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll do the orb energies now. Those have been released also. These are energies that actually probably stick to your skin and communicate to their boss, we'll say, their higher form, the jellyfish energy. So here goes the orbs. So this will be interesting for some of you who haven't felt the orb energies leave you. A lot of people think that they're very nice, but we'll see what happens here. They show up with alien spacecraft, we'll say, sightings, and they also show up at the crop circles. Here comes and goes the orb energy. Stronger, 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 getting dizzy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Wow, okay, so see how you people are doing. If you feel dizzy too, just get up, kind of walk around, and just see how your body has responded to this wonderful healing here of getting rid of the jellyfish energies. Remember, they attach to your crown chakra. That's why you want to have your crown chakra closed. And that way you have more protection for your physical body from the aliens attaching to you. So, Carrie, are you still there?
Yes. I'm feeling this on the top of my head, crown chakra area, kind of like a pressure and a heat. So if you're feeling this, that obviously means that you have more of these guys in you and they need to come out. So there are two ways that Ron can help us with that. As many of you know, the Sunday calls are 8 hours of healing, plus if you are on the calls for the whole month, you'll be on the light shift for the whole month, not just those 8 hours on Sundays, and there's a tremendous amount of this kind of work being done on us. And then the other way is the alien attack removal clearing, which I believe is $30 for the month. Is it, Ron, that one?
Yeah, $10 a week, $30 for the month. So that's if you know that you're under attack by the aliens, that they're connecting to you. Most people know that themselves. I don't have to really coax anybody, because they know if they're under attack or not, because they probably see them, feel them. Maybe you're feeling your feet being pinpricked at night. You're jumping around on your bed. You can't get comfortable. They wake you up between, say, 3 o'clock and 5 in the morning. You're awake because you don't know what's going on, and you're fully awake. Your body's alert, on full alert, because it's under attack. And you wonder, what the heck, why am I awake? I want to get some sleep. And you can't go back to sleep because your body knows that there's stuff going on with it. So that's why it's awake, trying to fight off these things. So if that happens to you, get on that website and clear these things out. Get some protection. So, yeah, that's what happens. And this is happens with everybody, and especially if you're sleeping with somebody and all of a sudden they start jerking in bed, you know that they're having troubles where you're maybe not having that. So that's one indication, too. Maybe you have a partner that's restless all the time and you wonder why they're doing that, why they're tossing and turning in bed at night. Well, because the body is under attack. It can't rest. And it has its own consciousness. Most people are not in tune with their body enough to know what's going on. And but your body knows. So get some clearings for your body to help it out. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then also the other clearing that goes with what Ron was just doing, the other online one, is the alien poison waste product and carcass removal, and that is $100 a month, and you can go on these, as many of you know, and many of you do, 24/7 on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. And I think maybe there was a beep, Ron. Did you hear that? Is anybody on the line?
Yes, there is. Can you hear me? This is Marianne. Hi, Carrie.
Oh, hi,
Ron. Hi,
Marianne. Yes, we hear you.
Oh, great. I had just a quick question to ask about water charging.
Okay.
Ron, large water container, large opening. If you have a clean cup, can you dip it in and get your water out that way, and the rest of the water still okay?
Yes, it should be fine, yeah.
Okay.
I don't see any problem with that.
Excellent, because I
just so decided. You know it's in, you know, you want to, you know, have health concerns, you know, but yeah, it will not affect anything by doing it that way.
Good, thank you.
So most people, when they do water charging of any type, they normally put it in the refrigerator, just because it's cool and you know. Bacteria won't grow in it and stuff, so that's the reason for that. But yeah, you could dip something in there, make sure the cup is clean naturally.
Absolutely.
Okay, so
thank you
for calling. Have you seen any different clouds since? Are you still there, Marianne?
Yes, I am.
Have you seen any clouds where you live that might look unusual or anything? With the timeline crashing and the United States government's men from the past going from the future back to where we are here now, fighting the aliens. Anything that you've seen different?
I am seeing some things that look like chemtrails.
A little low on volume.
Pardon?
Okay, there you're a little low on volume.
Yeah, I'm not sure what I can do. Oh.
That's good.
Is that
now.
Better?
Yeah, you sound good now.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm definitely seeing one chemtrail, and I'm seeing some other cloud formations are just a little weird that I'm not seeing before, almost like clouds that are lining up in rows. This is the first time I've looked up in a while and checked this out. Like kind of thick lines in rows that are pretty closely spaced in one section of the sky.
Okay.
I'm going back in now because I'm right next to a highway. That's what came out to look at that. Yes, very kind of strange cloud formation. I don't know exactly what that is. Would you have any idea? Like a series of parallel lines.
Wow, very interesting. Okay. Normally, when you see weird clouds, it's because you might be seeing the remnants of the alien ships being, you know, they're actually already terminated. Do they have any darkness to them at all?
It's a cloudy day outside, and yes, they're all of them a grayish color.
Okay, yeah.
But, you know, there's other areas of the sky that's lighter. And
what I noticed the last week is that the clouds do not appear to have any life inside of them. Before, the alien ship clouds had life because you could feel their energies on the clouds themselves. And now the clouds just feel like it's like a, kind of like a painting with no life force in it. So that's kind of what I've been perceiving where I live here, that the clouds are not alive any longer. They're just like dormant, dead clouds, and you just seen the remnants of the alien ships up there. In fact,
no,
that's kind of
what I would guess too. They don't look like there's life in them. It looks like leftovers, kind of.
The leftover, some of them look like they're plastic. You know, like somehow the aliens projected onto us a hologram of like plastic clouds through a transparency. You know. So that's kind of my hit on it here, looking at them. But, yeah, they do, the clouds have been kind of strange. In fact, mm-hmm. they've always been strange now since we've been timeline crashing since last October. And that could be also from some of you people out there doing the timeline crashing, changing the clouds, too. Remember, you're saving humanity a lot by doing that, by getting them off these timelines.
Well, that is certainly a good thing to do. Highly recommended. I've been doing some, and I hope everyone listening is doing some also.
Yeah, very, very beneficial. So if you don't know what a timeline crash is, what it does, it takes the emotional issues that you're dealing with, and you decide which one is the strongest one that you have, and the aliens abduct you because they want to get your energy from your emotions. So you do timeline crashings on that, maybe 10 to 50 times, typically, maybe more if you still have a big issue, but it will get you off of the abduction of that emotion, and then you have a better life. A lot of people that I've talked with, so they thought they had issues on a certain emotion, and now they feel like they're just kind of flying through life a lot easier. Because remember, those timelines come back and haunt you. So as you get all those timeline energies projected back onto you, and you think that it's your issue, and it's probably not even yours. You only have a little bit of it, but the timelines magnify those issues tremendously.
I'm sure they do. And maybe for people who haven't been listening that long, Ron, could you explain a little bit about the space-time crashes that you want to do after you've completed the timeline crash for the same issue?
Yeah, good. We'll do that right now. So the space one, okay. In case you don't come back here, normally we'll say most of the time, you know, let's say 90% of the time when you do a timeline crash, as you're being roosted, we'll say kicked off of the timeline, because there's no more time for you to be on, you come back here. But sometimes you might be out there in space, in the beyondo, and you don't want to become prey to the aliens out there because you lost your home. So the space-time one brings you back. But the space-time, when you do that one, is a lot more intense because your body out there has the situations that you've dealt with on the abduction process, so you're actually bringing yourself back here, and that body is traumatized. This is your body, your spirit, and or your body. So it could be your spirit that was abducted, it could be your physical body that was abducted, or it could be you and your spirit as one being abducted. So when you do come back here, you could feel the trauma of that, but during the space-time crash, that trauma is taken away from you. But it is a DNA imprinting. And so that gets healed as you come back. So we'll do a sample here. This will only work on this one particular show live here. So we'll do a timeline crash here. And we'll do one for, do you have a suggestion, either Carrie or Marianne, if you're still online there?
Could we do one for negativity to help us if we want to be more positive in our thinking?
Okay, here we go. So we'll do one for negative thoughts. So
okay,
timeline crash, count to 10. This is taking you off the timeline. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Kind of a big one here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so that's a timeline crash. These will be terminated probably pretty quickly here, within probably 10 minutes. So if you do feel your body slightly different, it's because you're being taken off of that timeline, returning back here. And because negativity is what the dark side uses a lot, that's why the timeline is so short. We'll do now a space-time crash. This is if you're out there in the Beyondo and you didn't come back here. So here we go. And you might feel upset, might have a stomach energy problem, power chakra stuff, and that's common, but it'll go away shortly within probably 10 minutes. So here we go, space-time crash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Whoa, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So there's some samples there. And let's do a timeline crash, everybody. We'll do this for Easter, which, you know, typically is the death of Jesus that people celebrate, switching over to Easter eggs and the Easter bunny. But we'll do the timeline crash, since they claim typically that he died this time around here shortly in the future here. So we're going to do a timeline crash for the church's Easter, okay? Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Here we go. So we'll get Jesus off of the timeline on his death process. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And pretty strong. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll do a few more here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels pretty good. Wow. So let's do a space-time crash. Oh, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. And we'll do one now, have on the fast chat here to do the clone Jesus. Okay, so let's do that one. So remember, this is what people see when they see a vision of Jesus, or even like Mother Mary, etc. This is the clones of those energies. So timeline crash for clone Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and we'll leave the clone Jesus out there in the space, okay? We don't want it to come back here. These alien life forms of projections of holograms. In fact, we'll just send the defense fleet ship out to destroy them right now. So count to five as they get terminated. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, so for any of you who are not yet doing these timeline or space-time crashes and you're interested in doing it, if you go to Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and then in any of the little search areas or the book for online healings, you can just type in timeline and hit go. That will take you to the clearings. And for the timeline crash, you can do that for 1 week for $20. And just like all the others, where you get them for a week or a month, you can go on any time of day or night and do them. And you put in all kinds of different, any and every emotional issue or any and every emotion that you've ever felt, which, of course, is a very, very long list. And that's $20 for a week. And then if you'd like to buy a month, that is $60. And then, as Marianne was mentioning, the other one, and that Ron just did samples of, the other one that you probably would need to or like to do with that is the space-time crash. So if you just write in space-time in the search bar and hit go, that one is $10 for a week and $30 for a month. And then one thing to remember when you're doing the space-time, because pieces of you are going to be brought back to your body, the body that's sitting in front of the computer doing the space-time crash, and it's been abducted and it has had trauma, and this clearing brings it back and removes the trauma of abduction, and it can be a bit of a rocky ride. So be sure that you're not doing anything else at the time or running any other clearings at the time. Don't be, you know, sharpening anything with a knife or chopping vegetables or plucking your eyebrows or I don't know what else, but nothing where you're holding anything sharp that if you jerk, it could jab you. So that is those two clearings. And I don't remember if you mentioned this just now or not, Ron or Marianne, but when you do a timeline crash, you're also getting everybody else on this planet who's on that timeline with you off that timeline. So you're doing a great service to many, many other people. You can also do a dream. So if you wake up from a dream and you have an emotion, let's say it was an anxiety dream or a fear dream or terror or indeed any of the positive, what we consider positive emotions, you can do a timeline crash for that dream also, which is an interesting thing to do. So let's have a look. We've got quite a few comments about clouds. Just quickly going back to that, Ron, Annika is saying that she's seeing a lot of timeline crashing clouds, clouds that break up, and they look very pretty, she says. She's got a lot of beautiful clouds happening. And Derek is saying there were rows of dragons attacking alien ships that froze in time. So that's pretty interesting. Somebody else earlier was mentioning dragon clouds too. Let's see. We've got a lot of stuff now that I haven't read on here. If anyone wants to call in and tell Ron about how you felt about the Jesus timeline crashes, I was getting some very strange feelings in my left leg from the knee down, almost like my leg kind of felt very large and almost not there. It was a strange feeling. Marianne is saying big relief from negativity, and thank you, Ron, for doing the crashes. Just looking real quick if there are any others. So you wanted to do a guilt timeline crash, Ron, did you say?
Yeah, let's do a Jesus guilt timeline crash. Some people who may have been with Jesus a long time ago, and it could be in your DNA too, you might feel guilty coming up here at Easter time because you were there and you got mind control and you didn't stand up for what Jesus was talking about. So you may have a lot of guilt. A lot of people in churches, I notice when I used to go to church, you know, a long time ago, they would start crying and sobbing because Jesus was killed. And that's probably because they may have allowed him to be killed because they were there. So their DNA is actually involved with that. And, you know, they just feel guilty. So here we go, everybody. And the dark side loves that. Because how else, why do they bring forth his death? And why do they have the cross? You know, that, you know, why would you have a picture of a cross? Why wouldn't people have a heart? A nice picture of a heart, because Jesus stood for love. Why would you have a crucifixion cross wearing around your neck? Hello, people. I mean, anyway. So we'll do a timeline crash for guilt that you may have, feeling responsible that your ancestors, and even maybe you, did not stand up for Jesus, and because of that, he died. Okay? Here we go, everybody. And the dark side's going to love this one because, well, they won't love it, but you know what I mean, because it'll take away the guilt. So this is a guilt timeline crash, and they love to have that emotions of you, especially if you have gone to church or if you know people who have, and, you know, they feel guilty because Jesus died. Here we go. Timeline crash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Heavy clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, a lot of guilt there. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we need some call-in people. So another person, if you can call in, let us know what you've experienced on these timeline crashes, and we'll see what's on the fast chat here. And again, we have our one-hour call coming up on a conference call line. You can call in and ask questions about Creation Lightship Healings. It'll be 1 hour in length, so please do so. And I also recommend, you know, on healings, the first healing that you want to have, if you're not, you know, maybe over 60, typically over 30, it'd be okay. But if you're over 60, you want to do your alien death barcode, because we only have 40 years to live. And that will help you out, okay? If you're, say, 30, you may want to have it if you feel like your life's in danger or you had a lot of situations. But first you want to do the emotional clearing, if not. And that's a whole lifetime clearing, very beneficial to you. And it will help you get rid of your baggage, your stuff that you're dealing with. And hopefully you're going to have a much better day after that. And you can change your life with your just by having the whole lifetime emotional clearing. So that's what I strongly recommend doing, unless you're, you know, having a difficult problem with something, physical health, then do the alien death barcode. Those are the two main ones that I could recommend doing. The timeline crashing is to get you out of the drama and trauma that the aliens are giving you on timelines. That's how they abduct you, with your emotions. So just by doing the emotional clearing, it may help you to get rid of a lot of those extra timelines that you're on. But if you don't do an emotional clearing and you're doing a lot of timeline clearings, it's because you have emotion stuck inside of you. This is why you want to do that whole lifetime one. So they go kind of hand in hand. So back to you, Carrie. Let's hope for a caller to call in. We'll see.
I think I heard a beep.
Oh, good. We got a beeper?
I think somebody's out there. Anybody out there?
Yes. This is Janice. Hello.
Hi. Hello. Janice. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. I'm feeling unbelievable right now. I'm calling because of the request of the Walking with Jesus and his time. As a child, I always had a really hard time around Easter time, and I had found out later by a seer that she told me that I was one of the thieves, I guess, that died with Jesus. So at every Easter, I felt like I was reliving something that was just really detrimental over and over. I could never really get into Easter at all. So this timeline crash and space crash that you just did right now was like so heavy. I could not believe it. I mean, my head is just still spinning from it. So that's also releasing me from my death that I went through also with this?
Yes, that would be correct. Uh-huh. So, yes, it's taken away all that energy. I won't say all of it, but it's taken away the energy that's there. Yes, uh-huh. Let me tune in real quick here because you're probably not the only one listening here that may be feeling that way. What we're going to do is release the energy from the two people on the cross, too, okay? That was with Jesus here. And this will be wonderful also. Remember, once people know about these people, you know, everybody can give them a psychic attack just by knowing about them, thinking that they're bad people, you know, et cetera, you know, just by the terminology of what's stated. So here we go. I'm going to do the person that would be, I don't know how they were lined up, but I will say that one's on the left, one's on the right. I won't say it's on the left side of Jesus or the right side, but as you face these crosses, the one that would be on the left, we're going to clear first with a timeline crash and do a healing here. So we have many things happening at one time, but the main thing will be the timeline crash. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now the one to the right we're going to do. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So just see how that feels for all of you. I'm going to do another timeline crash and a release from the person that they freed. Remember, they had to choose somebody to get released somehow when they released this person in place of Jesus to have Jesus killed. Was it something like Barbarous or something? Do anybody, you know, Carrie?
No, I'm not sure who you mean. Oh, dear. Sounds like you lost
Janice. There was somebody that they released, okay? And, like, Jesus took his place or something. So let's release that particular
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know the name.
So yeah. Any of you church people out there, you're going to know what this is about. Remember, I'm only going back to when I went to church a long, long time ago. So here we go. One, maybe you can bring the name on the fast chat, somebody. One, I'm going to release this spirit energy and do a timeline crash on it here. And the psychic attack energies. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, a lot of energy here. One, must have a lot of hatred of the people toward this person for being freed. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And it kind of supports the thing that the darkness supports itself, honors itself, so they freed somebody of darkness. And somebody of light they crucified. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, here we go. A lot of energy there. Boy.
Yeah, I'm having
remember
a lot of stuff
when,
going
when Jesus was killed, he didn't help anybody on the planet releasing their sins, okay, or their stuff. He just strictly helped people before he died to release their genetic cellular memory. So his death did not help anybody who didn't understand or have clearings from him. So it wasn't like whole humanity here on this planet got everything resolved. No, it was still being recycled continuously. But the few lucky people that actually understood what he... Yeah, there it is, barbarous. Thank you. Thank you, Yolanda. So everybody who did not have his clearings, didn't know about them, did not work with the light ship at that time, nothing happened to them on a spiritual level. They just continued on in the forced reincarnation. The few lucky ones that understood it, that were able to have their body cleansed of the judgments, the programs put into them by their ancestors, and in that current lifetime, were able to do the ascension. So basically, the whole planet, except for a few, was still stuck in darkness, and Jesus did not do anything for anybody living who did not see him. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, yeah, there's tons of comments on the fast chat. I'm having I'm having a lot of stuff going on in my left hand and my wrist and my palm, and it's very, very warm as compared with my right hand. I had a, there's a beep. I had a crucifixion dream a few years ago where I was male, and it was one of those super-duper vivid dreams where I'm sure it was a past life, and I was carrying the cross on my back, and I had two men behind me, and I got crucified, and I woke up as the nail was going into my right wrist, but it's my left wrist that's really, really warm. right now, so this is churning up a lot of stuff in me. Is there any online clearing that we can do for this? Maybe just do our own timeline crashes on the, well, no.
I just do your own timeline crashes. Because, see, right now they're kind of honing in on that to get the guilt of the people, you see. Remember, they have to have certain things to connect to you. You know, the biggest one recently is the, you know, disaster in Japan. And then we have other things happening here with the disasters in the United States with the tornadoes and hurricanes and floods and things.
Right.
But all this is dark side energy taking away your energy from you. And when you see it on TV, your heart goes out to these poor people and the suffering that they're going through. But the timeline crashings can help to get them out of here. So that's why it's so important to do those clearings.
Right. So
I don't know what else to do here. Our show's coming to a close pretty quick here. We'll see what happens tomorrow night on the program. Remember, we're in the moment here. At least I am, and I'm sure Carrie probably is now too, being a sponsor. The Life Ship puts you right into the present moment. And so what we have here is a lot of nice energy coming to everybody. And tomorrow might be a very interesting program on Saturday. Because today is, I believe, Good Friday. And we'll just see what happens here on the Saturday program. So they'll probably continue on doing healings with Jesus and maybe the people around him. If I had more time right now, I'd do some for some of the people that were his disciples, followers. In fact, remind me tomorrow night, everybody, if you think you were a follower of Jesus, maybe you were there carrying water for him or something, or telling people about his mission, we'll bring that up and we'll do some healings for you with that tomorrow to help release you from some of this stuff and get you off those alien timelines. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. I'm pretty sure I heard a beep, Ron, so I'm just
wondering,
is
anybody there a beeper out there, another caller?
Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. This is Victoria Ann from Washington.
Hi, Victoria Ann.
Hey,
how are you?
Ron, hi. I have a comment. First of all, I believe the Aramaic or Hebrew translation for the pronunciation is Barabbas. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, it feels like it. Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, I've heard it pronounced differently, but because you were asking for the name of the guy that they released in place of releasing Jesus. My original reason for calling, Ron, was you wanted to know about some of the crashes. And when you did the timeline crash on the clone of Jesus, I got that some of the healings that the clone Jesus did, and it's false healings. They don't, they're not the real healings. As those were being released from my body, I got the real healing from the Creation Light Ship through the release of that. So I just wanted to see if that was something, if I'm on the right track on that. And I could identify with Carrie, too, because I had some stuff going on the leg issue, too.
Yep. So, yeah, a lot of people, I'm sure, out there are feeling the energy from that. Remember, back then there wasn't that many people living here, so everybody here probably has some of that genetic energy inside of them. And remember, the darkness brings that forward in each lifetime, and then you may have guilt. So we'll be working very heavily on it tomorrow also. So thank you for calling, Victoria Ann.
You're welcome.
I'll ask this briefly. We only have about a minute to go. So briefly, have you seen any strange clouds that were in your neck of the woods where you're living?
Are you still there, Victoria Ann? Oh, I guess she hung
here.
Up. Oh, yes, you are.
The answer is yes. Even up till yesterday, there's been rain and sleet and some snow, and the clouds are always dark. And today it was sunny, so thank goodness.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for calling. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. So we've got the Q&A coming up momentarily. Ron will need just a little bit of a few minutes, and then we'll be on. The phone number again for that is 646-519-5800, and then when you're prompted for the the PIN number, it's 9009, and then the pound sign. I think you've got one more Sunday intensive coming up this weekend, Ron. Is that correct?
Yep, this will be the last one for this month here. So,
okay,
get rid of the alien life forms and parasitic things in us here. Feel better. That's the main thing. Get your body to feel better.
Okay.
And then, let's see. They're going to Omaha, Nebraska. I'll be there in a week. So we have the expo Saturday and Sunday. I have two lectures at 11 o'clock in the morning on Saturday and Sunday, so hope to see you all there if you're in that area. And we'll bring in the Star Bethlehem energy. So if you like, just sit back, relax. It'll come to you right now. Then we'll sign off, and I'll be on the telephone line probably in about 5 minutes here. So here we go. One, Star Bethlehem energy coming. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's feeling pretty good. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody, thank you. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron.
And I want to thank Larry for being a sponsor on the last program on Wednesday. So thank you, Larry. Everybody enjoyed you. So we'll see you all later, everybody. Be on the conference call coming up, 646-519-5800, PIN number 9009. Thank you.
Good night.